Good morning, dear Aurovillians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to everyone else. Monday, 27th of March, mostly sunny morning on 26 degrees Celsius. Today we can expect not as warm but pleasant with plenty of sun, and over the night mostly cloudy with temperatures from low of 25 to high of 33 with heat index on 38 degrees Celsius. Southerly winds at 13 km per hour with occasional gusts on 22 km per hour. Moon is waxing crescent, illuminated on 1%, and the March new moon falls on the 27-28 in the fiery sign of Aries. As the first new moon of the astrological year, this is a potent time for new beginnings and for upgrading the parts of your life that no longer serves you. The Working Committee on Honorary Council informs us that the term of office of the present team of executives of the Matrimandir, Elomalai, John, Chirimoya and Pierre has come to an end. The present team has informed that it is willing to step down as soon as a new team of executives will be in place. They also informed that all four of them, in whatever position, will remain at work at Matrimandir and will be on hand to facilitate the handover responsibilities to the new team. Like the present team, the new team of executives will have to deal with the areas of labor, finance, project development and visitors' access. Regarding visitors' access, the existing access core group will continue to take overall care. However, all Matrimandir executives are linked to this group and participate in the decision-making of major issues. The new team will be appointed for a period of 4 years. Apart from the general management and maintenance of the Matrimandir, the team will be specifically responsible for completion of the rooms being built beneath the amphitheater, completion of the four entrances to the Matrimandir building, completion of the oval island with particular reference to the completion of the 12 gardens, completion of the oval road surrounding the gardens, constructing the new service facility for the future support of Matrimandir to replace the existing old offices and facilities, constructing the new Matrimandir Visitors Reception Center, collaborating the project of the building of the Matrimandir Lake, in close cooperation with the TDC and the community. The new team will need to be knowledgeable about the Matrimandir and the Mother's vision of the Matrimandir project, and have read the required skills and qualification to take up this work. Especially the new team should be known for their spirit of service and dedication to the Orville project and for their commitment to the vision of Mother and Sri Aurobindo for Orville. So the process is as follows. They request the community propose the name for the new team latest by April 7th to the Resident Assembly Service. Existing executives are eligible for a reappointment. The Resident Assembly Service will contact the person proposed to see if they are willing to serve. The Resident Assembly Service will publish the names for those proposed and willing to serve. And this will be followed by 2-week period feedback in which community members can give feedback to the Resident Assembly Service on the names proposed. This feedback can be in the form of support or objections. The feedback will be shared by the Resident Assembly Service with the person concerned and the Oral Council and the Working Committee. This will be followed by the appointment of a new team executives by the Working Committee jointly with the Oral Council in consultation with the former Matrimandir executives. You can send your proposal for new names to the Resident Assembly Service at rasservice@orville.org.in. Today, Monday 27 at 6 p.m. at Svaram, Savi is pleased to invite us for volunteering in Orville, sharing of experiences with Matthias, volunteer in Svaram, and Julie, who was volunteering in our orchard. Otherwise, at Brahma Spati Kshetram, the Mother and Sri Aurobindo Center in Edan Javadi, on Wednesday 29th of March, which is the date of first meeting of the Mother and Sri Aurobindo, is also their center's birthday and they celebrate 3rd year, and the meditation will be going on from 6 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. On Sunday 3rd of April, the regular monthly reading circle of the Mother and Sri Aurobindo works in English and Tamil, led by Bhuvana, Sundar and Sudarshan. Reading starts at 5:30 p.m. And on Monday, 4th of April, Sri Aurobindo's arrival in Pondicherry, the center is open for meditation. It would be going on from 6 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. On Friday, 31st of March at 7 p.m. at the Pavilion of Tibetan Culture, International Zone, the Canadian Pavilion and the Pavilion of Tibetan Culture present Songs and Vision of Kabir by author of the Vision of Kabir, Professor Dr. Siddha Kumar, who will present the songs of the great 15th century poet sage in original and in his English translation with commentary on the Bhakti Yoga. Otherwise, as we know, Little Free Orville 2017 campaign is going on, and this week we can look tomorrow for a talk at 4:30 with Katie on EcoFem, followed by talk by Dr. Lucas on EcoPro. On Thursday, we can listen to talk by René on Sacred Grooves and follow with talk Carly, Mark and Rebo on Resource Center Project. All these talks will be going on at Calacandra. But 1st of April will be culminating because in the evening they will start screening the movie Wasteland at 4 o'clock in Calacandra. And at 7:30 at Visitor Center, we can look forward to a performance by Unicorn Collective, Parade with Amazing Giant Puppets, followed by LFA Trash and Show. Within Human Journey Across the Ages, Ecology, Culture and the Self by Professor Sedef Kumar at Unity Pavilion. This Thursday, 30th of March at Unity Pavilion at 7:30 p.m. we can listen to the last one, which is Jacob's Ladder, Where Must It Lead To? The Future of Man. Earth and Us invites us to workshop Habit for Happiness. And this is three-part series of workshop, and they will be looking at how we as individuals can understand how to identify the good and the bad in our daily usual routine habits, and then focus on habit building to create the shift to for a happier life via iterative exercises, collaboration among peers, etc. They will be having 3-hour session fortnightly designed to help you to move from theoretical understanding to being an effective practitioner and see how to progress goes. Participation on nominal contribution, and interested people should register today, and you can contact Medo at 759-8212-428. At Savitri Bhavan, today at 6:30 p.m. there was screen meditations on Savitri Book 2, The Traveler of the Words, Canto 1-4, The Words There, The Kingdom of Subtle Matter, The Glory and the Fall of Life, and The Kingdom of the Little Life. Otherwise, at Cinema Paradiso, today at 8 p.m. we can see Indian thriller, Same Eyes, made in India in 2017 by writer and director Robin. Tomorrow there will screen Potpourri comedy drama, Intimate Stories, made in Argentina in 2002 and directed by Carlos Sorin. And on Wednesday, interesting documentary, biography, Keith Richards, Under the Influence, made in USA in 2015 and directed by Morgan Neville. And let us conclude with a thought of Sri Aurobindo from the Synthesis of Yoga. The indispensable surrender of all our will and works and activities to the Supreme is indeed only perfect and perfectly effective when it is a surrender of love. Thank you for listening. Also, you can contact us on auroville.org.